Dawes, I'm keen to get your thoughts on this. Hungry Jack's have just released a drive-through e-tag.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
This is finally... Yeah, good. I'm very relieved about this because I was worried. I was seeing so many skinny people, and as we're heading into summer...
It seems like it's convenience to the point where it's just lazy now. Like, you don't even... An e-tag basically means that you just drive through.
Yeah.
And the brekkie tag, as it's known, then allows customers to save having to make their regular breakfast order because it's digitally done as they just drive through. They just drive past the speaker, it'll beep, and then the driver knows that their order has been registered, and then they just go past and pick it up. And it's supposed to appeal to mums on the morning school run and tradies leaving for work early in the morning and regular breakfast customers on the go. So they're just kind of...
Yeah.
You just...
Because talk... That's the thing. I mean, talking is so hard. To wind down a window and say to a human being, number four, please. I mean...
Yeah. See, the thing is, I think they're discounting a lot of people who need the human attention. You know, there's people like myself who are just constantly needy. You know, and they don't have...
I mean,
a radio
you walk
show.
Through a drive-through just so someone will kick you out.
Have done it. I've gone back. Actually. I've reversed. I'm the only guy who's reversed back and said, "Hey, just want to know how's your day going?" And they've just gone, "Mate, just go forward, please."
Mr. Watts, you've got your 30-cent cone. Please leave.
We've got your license plate. You've got to stop doing this.
You have to stop doing this.
So people,
the staff are starting to complain.
Well, here's the thing, Dawes. I think I might have an understanding of why they're streamlining this, and I think it's partly, obviously for efficiency, but also too because there's people like me who use drive-throughs.
Hello, welcome to Hungry Jack's. Can I take your order, please?
Hi. My name's Merrick.
Name's not necessary. What can I get for you?
Of course, sorry. Can I have...
Do you have your glasses on?
No.
And you're driving a car. Great. Can you see the menu?
I can see the menu. Can I have a... Whopper meal deal, please?
Sure can. After 11 a.m.
Sorry?
We're still on breakfast menu. Lunch menu starts at 11.
But it's 4 minutes to 11. Surely you can just knock one out early.
Afraid not. For the next 3 minutes, 38 seconds, I can only take breakfast item orders.
Okay. Can I wait?
Sorry, sir. There are other customers wanting to place breakfast orders. Would you like to make a selection?
Yes. Okay. I'll have a... This is like being on Millionaire Hot Seat. Okay. Pancakes. I'll have pancakes with maple syrup and orange juice, please.
I'm afraid we don't serve pancakes at Hungry Jack's.
But I can see the picture. There's pancakes.
No, I'm afraid not, sir. You may be looking at the hotcakes.
Hot cakes, pancakes, what's the difference?
They're indiscernibly smaller.
In mind, I'm trying to order some pancakes!
Hot cakes.
Okay, sorry. Hot cakes. I'll have hot cakes, please.
I'm afraid the breakfast menu is now ended for the day. Would you like to order something from the lunch menu?
Do you serve cyanide?